Okay, dirty haiku break. Forget Avatar. You won't need glasses to watch me come in 3D.
I'll do like two more poems after... three poems. I want to do this one. I've never done this one. I like this one. It's kind of creepy, but that's never stopped me before. I prefer we get stuck together in an elevator, or maybe be the two lone survivors in an airplane crash in the Andes. Then we would have no choice but to get to know each other. Nobody ever says anything real around the water cooler. You will tell me about your favorite book and how you really miss your pet iguana. I will tell you what my middle initial stands for and the story of how I once scalded my penis while boiling spaghetti. We will bond as we ration out half a Snickers bar from my knapsack before we decide which dead rugby player to eat. As firemen work on prying open the door, as a search party scours the mountainside. Maybe God doesn't exist, but I know for sure miracles do. Just look at yourself. You were once an egg. You were once a sperm. You beat out over a billion others in order to be here. Don't tell me you can't swim. Okay, two more poems. This is what it's called. I'm scared of slugs and tornadoes. It's called Slugs. I am scared of tornadoes and slugs. Slugs with wings. Slugs with wings and fur. To me, hell would be having to wear a turtleneck sweater made of slugs for eternity. Slugs are evil. They just sit there quiet and sinister in their slugdom. I know I am bigger than a slug. I could kick its ass if I had to, but I don't want to. I would prefer to run away screaming like a little girl. I could squish them or pour salt on them, but they are even scarier in death. Their slug guts sticking to your soul or shriveling up like a wicked witch after a house falls on her. I finish up with, I got a pair of socks one day and they inspired me. So I ended up writing a poem about my socks. It's called Socks. Hey, thanks for having me. Thanks for coming out. I hope it wasn't too creepy or whatever. Don't be scared of me. I'm easy to approach. I really, really like my new socks. I got them from the Bay in the underwear and sock section. They're by Calvin Klein, expensive but well worth it. They are beige. My girlfriend says that's the color that matches most of my wardrobe. They are so soft and comfy, it's like walking on a pile of dead bunnies. They are so soft and comfy, they inspire me. I don't like it when socks get all grainy and pilly on the inside and it feels like you're walking in sand. These aren't like that. They make me feel better. I could be having a shitty day, but it won't matter because my feet will be standing in a bubble bath. I could be in an alley getting strangled and having my testicles whacked with bamboo by Vietnamese gangsters. But as long as they don't take my new socks, I will be okay. These socks are that good. Maybe I can send this poem to Calvin Klein and he'll be so impressed that he'll hire me as a spokesman for his socks. I could be famous, be plastered on a billboard in Times Square wearing a G-string and my socks while being strangled by a scantily clad anorexic Vietnamese supermodel. And it will be all controversial and shit. So I'll become the new It Boy. Letterman and Leno will want to fuck me. I'll get to throw the first pitch at the Super Bowl, get to go to all the cool parties, rub heels with the hip and famous, and I too will be famous for being famous. People on the street will see me and say, "Hey, you're the sock guy. We didn't recognize you with your shoes on." and I will pretend to be coy, but I won't have time to talk to them because I'll be famous and be on my way to a tennis date with Angelina Jolie, and they won't be. Everyone will want a piece of me. I'll record a CD even though I can't sing because I'm the sock guy, and everybody loves the sock guy, even if he can't sing or act. I'll branch out into diet books and a lifestyles advice column, and everyone will have to listen to me because I'll know what I'm talking about. Because I'm the sock guy. I'll have a big house with nymphs playing in a pool the shape of a sock, and all the socks I can eat. New socks for every day of the rest of my life. And years later, someone will write a book about my life, maybe one of my ungrateful children, and it will tell this story about socks, and a poem about socks, and a poem about socks being sent to Calvin Klein, and a billboard in Times Square, and some unproven story about goats in my bedroom. And one day, someone will ask me why I'm so damn famous. And I look them straight in the eye and with a straight face say, I have no freaking idea.
Yes.
Thank you so much.